Colby's going to come bring the Word of God to us tonight. I had, once we saw how our week was headed this week, I didn't know if I would be able to prepare and be ready to preach tonight. And to be honest with you, it's been very hard to focus this week at all on anything other than the things that have been consuming us. So Colby volunteered, and I was acknowledging the deacons earlier. I want to also acknowledge him and how he's assisted and been at the hospital with us at the cancer center this week, and taking care of needs and leading a retreat this weekend for Youth for Christ. And I appreciate so much Colby and his ministry and the gifts that God has given him to serve and to proclaim the Word of God, as he will do tonight. There was one other thing that I was going to share with you, and I just went blank. But anyway, maybe I'll think of it for we leave tonight. But I just wanted you to know that, I don't know. I know what it was. Next Sunday night, before we knew all this was coming up, I had already scheduled Mike Green from Youth for Christ to come and speak. Some of you know that's Linda Turner's son, and he's the director of the Youth for Christ in Tuscaloosa, and he's been wanting to come and just share. There's some terrific ministries going on, and one of those is a ministry to unwed teen mothers, and he'll be telling about that and the success they're having and helping those girls to stay in school and to help them dealing with crisis pregnancy and all the problems that go along with that. So that's on tap for next Sunday, and we just sort of play it by ear. I'm planning on being at work tomorrow, the Lord willing. Brenda was very, very tired and hurting, a lot of pain by the time she got home from church today, and then family in, and she wanted to set up and visit some before she laid down to go to bed. But about the only time she really gets relief from her pain is when she's laying flat on her back. She does sit up some with a heating pad just to, because the bed gets old after a while. But anyway, Colby, you come and share God's word with us.